You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 425. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, and welcome back to another awesome podcast episode with me, your host, Ange from Angela Henderson Consulting. And today we're diving into something every female business owner, executive, and emerging leader needs to hear: how to truly embody confidence, clarity, and influence in your leadership journey. And let me tell you, I've got a powerhouse guest joining me today, good old Dani V, who is the creator of the Embody Effect. She has worked with high-level women across industries, helping them overcome self-doubt, unlock their presence, and step fully into the leaders that they were meant to be. If you've ever questioned whether you're enough, if you've been told you're too quiet, too emotional, too anything, or if you simply know there's another level of influence and impact inside of you waiting to come out, then buckle up. This episode is going to be the shift you've been waiting for. So sit back, pour yourself a glass of wine, a cup of tea, or a coffee. Get your notepad out because it's going to be an epic episode. Now let's welcome Dani to the show. Hey, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello.
I'm so excited for you to be here because you and I have been crossing each other's paths now probably for about the last 18 months. And even though we have not formally met until today, it feels like we've known each other for way longer than that. It's just so good to have you in our space today because you're just an epic human doing amazing things. So thank you so much for coming on board today.
Thank you so much, Angela. It's so exciting to be in your space as well.
And so listen, today, before we get into the juicy stuff, I'd love the listeners to get a quick intro about who you are and the work that you do with female leaders.
Absolutely. So I'm a performance coach for business owners and entrepreneurs. And the difference between a performance coach and a business coach is that I really focus on my female leaders really stepping into their confidence and showing up as an aligned self. So knowing who they are and finding the best part of them to shine brighter in their success in every area of their life.
I love that because so often people will succeed in one area of life and they let the other areas of life dim. So refreshing for me to hear that you look at things from a holistic lens, which kind of leads into my next and our first question to start off with is I've been in your space for the last 18 months. And I know that you talk often about the Embody Effect. Can you tell us a little bit more about what does that truly mean for female leaders?
Absolutely. So the Embody Effect is my signature framework, and it's really focusing on that holistic view of how you can really step into your self-leadership and then lead others in a much more effortless way. So Embody is energy. So working on your energetics, how you show up with your energy, mindset is so that's really neuroscience based. So really focusing on how you can really shift the way that you think in the world. And then going into body. So that's really nurturing your body. Like how are you fueling your body? What are you doing to really thank your body for everything it does for you? Ownership is that radical responsibility that everybody needs to be able to step higher into their success. Direction is that vision and values. So what are your vision and values? And how can you really know how to align that within everything you do in life? And then direction is that the vision and values. And the you is you can't reach you until you really embody all of those other parts of the framework.
And I suspect, like, again, like what we were talking about earlier on is sometimes people's light will dim in other parts because they're not taking care of the others. And so with the Embody, what have you seen categorically, or is it different for every individual in regards to where things are depleted within that Embody Effect framework that you have?
I really do believe that the energetics is depleted because sometimes people don't really understand what that is. And so when you're not looking after your energy and nurturing your energy around the different people that you surround yourself with and the circle culture that you move in, it can really affect the way that you show up in every other area.
And why do you think that is that people don't have a notion or don't understand how to manage their energy? Is it a cultural thing? Is it an upbringing thing? Is it conditioned? What are your thoughts?
And I think it's a bit of all of it, actually, because it's just in our DNA to not really understand what we truly are. And so when we are in a culture, especially as leaders and successful women, there's that real masculine necessity that women believe that they need to have to be able to drive forward. But what I believe and what I teach my clients is that when you really step into alignment of yourself, it is so easy to be able to step into the feminine while you still have that masculine there to give you the direction, to give you the ownership.
Listen, I'm going to rewind a little bit because you've used two words that you may think that the listeners know, and they may, but they also may not.
Yeah.
Because I run on a very high masculine energy. So the majority of people in my world run on that energy and not so much mm-hmm. the feminine. So I run 60% masculine, I'd say, mm-hmm. 40% feminine, sometimes a 70-30, depending on the environment. So I want you to give the audience a little bit of a breakdown about what does masculine and feminine energy mean?
Absolutely. So feminine energy is when you're in flow. So it's like that mother sense of you're in flow, you're really showing up with that beautiful moving energy. And masculine energy is what you need to be able to stand up and speak your word and have that truth and that part of finding your voice and speaking out. Yeah.
Dude, no, that's awesome. And one of the things that I found with working with thousands of different women around the world is that this notion of confidence. Mm. Confidence is something that I would almost say every client that's ever come to me says, listen, there's not something quite there with my confidence. I don't know what that is. I don't know what ingredient needs to be stirred in and sprinkled, but it's not there. So I'd like to ask, how can women in business start embodying confidence, but also clarity and influence today into their leadership roles?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, Angela, because I believe that every client that I work with as well as, and I'm sure you've seen it, is that when you get to that next level, it's like a new unraveling of confidence as well. I always shift back to my clients that if you really take the time to have some space every single day, and it can just be 5 minutes, because sometimes you speak to successful and busy businesswomen, they feel like they don't have the time to have this space. So I say, let's find 5 minutes. Everybody has 5 minutes in their day. And just finding that clarity and stepping into that confidence by writing a journal prompt called I Choose to Be. And I love and I speak about this all the time, and it literally changed my life when I started doing this every single day. And so if you start your day thinking, okay, what's my intention? Who do I choose to be today? When I'm working with clients, I always want to choose to be impactful. I want to make a positive impact because it's so important that I make a positive impact in this world. So then on another day when I'm having a day with the family, I choose to be present because I want to make sure that I'm not on my phone or running towards work or doing things when I'm being present with my family. So really making that time and that intention every single day to think about who do you choose to be, and that will set that intention for the day.
I love that. And again, like you said, every one of us has the opportunity to find 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And by setting that and also just grounding ourselves for the day as I choose to be, it's not hard. It's not overcomplicated. Yeah. You don't need to pay for anything, but you do need to pay in time. And this is where I think people, oh, I'll just do this next thing. I'll just do this next thing. I practice journaling. I try to do it every day. It doesn't always happen, but I also do meditation. But I can tell you is when you set those 5 minutes aside to really just get into the day, everything else has a knock on effect. Would you agree or disagree with that? Quick question. Have you ever spoken at an event, felt amazing, got great feedback, and then absolutely nothing happened? No leads, no bookings, no new clients, just applause and then absolute crickets. I see it happen all the time. Not because your talk wasn't good, but because most talks aren't built to do anything. That's why I have to tell you about Booked in 20, a powerhouse workshop created by my friend Jacqueline Brooker, who is a certified speaking professional and founder of Any Given Tuesday. Jacqueline has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs turn 20-minute talks, such as panels, guest spots, networking events, into 4, 5, and 6 figures revenue. And this workshop unpacks her full framework. So whether you speak often or know you need to start speaking, this will help you turn your voice into a serious business tool. She normally charges $100 for this particular workshop, but she's joined up with me to give you the opportunity to access this completely free. Just head to the show notes at angelahenderson.com.au, click on podcast episode 443, and you'll be able to access this workshop absolutely free. and watch how your next talk changes everything.
I completely agree. I agree with that so deeply, Ange. Like, and finding that meditation, I also speak to everybody that will listen to me about the meditation, that sometimes going for a walk and having that quiet time can be quite meditative for you. So if that's what you're doing, thank yourself for making that time for that meditation in that day.
They talk about women and how we put ourselves last, but really we need to, if you don't love yourself first, then you don't have as much love to give to people. And I was just listening to, again, and I'm not a huge fan of Mel Robbins, to be honest, but anyways, there was a podcast interview that she did recently with the lady, but she has done like 100,000 hip replacements. And what she was talking about is, of those 100,000 hip replacements, roughly 30% of people have died from them. And when she looks at the data categorically over the years that she's been doing this, the reason why is that the women have never made time for themselves. And then when they need to go and they haven't moved and they haven't had the energetics and all of that stuff that you've talked about today, and they get to the hip replacement, they end up dying. And so one of the things that they say is that for women, the one thing that you can do most is to love yourself, to really lean into that and put yourself first, because if not, you will put yourself into the grave. And so I wish women, whatever you do today, whether or not it's from something Danny has said or I have said, is what can you start to making time for you today to fill your cup, because it's needed. We talk about it, but people don't necessarily do it.
Oh, I agree. And especially like even the thoughts that you're thinking about yourself, or even the words that you're saying to others about yourself, it really affects your body. And that's like that with that study that you're saying about the hip replacements, their bodies don't know how to love themselves because of everything they've been saying. There's a really great book called The Body Keeps a Score. And that speaks deeply about the neuroscience behind how if you are continuously speaking trash to yourself, your body will start believing that it is trash. So really shifting that narrative can shift the whole trajectory of the way that your body responds to you as well.
And speaking of how your body responds, one of the things that I'm sure you've also seen in your leadership role with working with high performers is that notion of self-doubt. And so I'm always curious, like, what are the biggest patterns that you have seen holding these high achieving women back? Because if we can start to understand some of the patterns, because some of these patterns, and I won't talk, I'll let that to you, can be so nuanced that we don't even know it's a pattern that we're forming. So talk to me a little bit about self-doubt and how this is impacting high achieving women. And what are some of these patterns that you've personally seen over your time?
They shrink. The self-doubt makes them shrink and not shine bright. So I even had a conversation with a client today, and we were talking about, she's a high performer and she's doing this program with me because she's been chosen as a high performer in the company she's at. And she was nervous about speaking to her manager about having the next level of management that she's moving into because she has that self-doubt. And she always reverts back. She goes, I always get nervous to ask for a pay rise because I don't feel like I deserve it, but I'm doing such a great job. So it's really every time I see a female successful businesswoman and she steps into that self-doubt, she starts shrinking. So she doesn't let people see her full expansive self. And so the things that come up for them is that they feel like they're not getting somewhere, or they never quite make it, or they're just not being seen by the right people. Except that's just a narrative that they're telling themselves, and they're not doing the steps towards making themselves be seen.
And with that, though, do you believe like a root cause of self-doubt for high-performing women? Like
perfectionism.
Perfectionism. Because my always curious to know is like, well, why doesn't success automatically eliminate it? Because you think the more success you get, you should be a pro at this, girl. Do you know what I mean? This shouldn't be this difficult. This shouldn't be that hard. But actually, sometimes I can see the higher success that someone has, there's a direct correlation that the higher the self-doubt is there, but they're able to mask it. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more. And I think as the higher success that they get, if they're not celebrating it, then that's also, they don't see what they've done because they reached this goal, but then they're just moving to that next thing. And then they're just moving to that next thing. So then if they don't actually celebrate it, they're not realizing how far they've gone.
And again, how do you encourage people to celebrate?
Oh, whichever way they want to. So they need to stop in the moment and actually acknowledge what they have achieved. And then they can either go and pamper themselves or take some time out with their family or do something that's really acknowledging their success instead of just moving on to the next thing.
And do you think, because of the world we live in, that things are so busy, things are so crazy, that we continue just to almost sweep under the carpet our success because I don't know, a child needs to be picked up from school or this needs to happen? Is it, or is it a societal thing where we're just like, women shouldn't succeed? I don't know, like, what are your thoughts around that? Because I too am always encouraging my women inside of my own mastermind. Celebrate, you've just told me this, you've just had this win, you've just done this. And they're just like, oh yeah, it's okay. And I'm like, no, 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 no. So it's almost like, and I said, as a little kid, if you got picked to, I don't know, read your book in class, you came running through the door to tell your mom and dad that this had happened. If you won eighth place at the track and field, you still were so excited to celebrate that glory. Why do you think that is?
In Australia, I believe it's the tall poppy syndrome. And so I was actually speaking to this with an amazing girlfriend I have. She owns three restaurants. She literally said to me, it's so hard being a successful woman because she finds it difficult to celebrate her successes in public because she feels like she'll be pulled down. And so then that goes hand in hand in where like women use their busyness as an excuse not to celebrate it. Oh, I can't because I have to go pick up the kids. Oh, I can't because I have to go and do this admin work or whatever it is. So they try, and again, it's going back to that shrinking. They shrink themselves down because there's that self-doubt of what are people going to say if I am successful?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. But yes. I do think that so often it goes back to, again, our childhoods and that sneaky T1 trauma, that sneaky 2T2 trauma that continues to rear its head, you could say. And something that, again, we just haven't dealt with. But let's kind of shift gears. For those women that have worked with you and that you've seen just throughout the years, and it's like, success has come and they've stepped into their confidence and self-doubt comes, but they can squash it a lot quicker than ever before. What do you believe the key traits are that set some of these successful female leaders apart?
Absolutely. Radical responsibility. So they do the reps and they don't let any setbacks set them back for too long. And also doing the inner work. So you've spoken a lot about the T1 and the T2 and how it reverts back to childhood and things like that. So really doing the work to eliminate that and the emotions that are attached to that so that they can really expand past that.
Do you think that the work is ever done completely?
No, not at all. I don't think it's ever done. Not if you're really wanting to align within yourself and get to know yourself really well. I think that there's always something new to learn about yourself. And I think that's why the inner work is so exciting, because there's so many lessons you can learn about yourself and how you can expand and in so many areas of your life. So not just the success, but like in love and like in moving your body and in so many different areas, that if you do the inner work, it's an exciting space to be in.
And that's the thing, is like, feel like there can be some toxic spirituality, for example, right? Is that we got to keep doing, we're never going to be fully healed. But I look at it as there's a time to heal and there's a time to grow. And like, people know what that looks like for them. Now, in regards to the listener out there that goes, this sounds great, Danny. I understand a little bit more about self-doubt. I understand a little bit more about confidence. You've shared with me one example on where I can start my day with intention and ask that question that you said, and I'm going to forget it. What can the listener do out there? What's one small but powerful action that she can take today to begin stepping into that leadership that you speak about?
Absolutely. So it would be doing that morning ritual of I choose to be, and then adding to that what you want out of the day. So I want, and whatever you want to achieve out of that day, I want to stay focused while I'm in front of the computer. I want to love myself more. Just something that you really set that intention as well. So what you choose to be and what you want to get out of the day, it's going to just really support you in stepping into that leadership and loving yourself so that you can align and really create the person who is already inside you, waiting to shine.
And that's the thing, we all have it within us already. But we continue to think that we need more, we need more, we're not enough, we're not enough. But it's already there. You just have to allow it to flourish. And it's something that I think that's what we have to do, surrender and let it come out. Now, this has been super useful, because leadership is such an interesting topic. It's a big topic. But when you break it down with the embody effect that you talk and people start to move their body, look at energetics, et cetera, you don't have to overcomplicate this process. So as we start to wrap up for this particular episode, I want to do just a quick rapid fire. And so it's the first thing that comes to your mind. Think about the following. So leadership is?
Expansive.
Confidence feels like?
Excitement.
I wish more women knew?
How valuable they are.
My go-to mantra when self-doubt creeps in is?
I am powerful.
Ooh, this is good. I love this. Now, for those ethic humans that are wanting to step out into that leadership role, enhance it, whether or not they're a business owner, CC executive, or sometimes women don't even consider themselves a leader. I think all women are, but even if you're considering, I'm not actually there yet, I would disagree and encourage you to connect with Denny. How can these ethic humans connect with you?
So on Instagram, I am Denny V Coach on Facebook. And also I am on LinkedIn, just Denny V, DannyVee.
Dude, I love it. And one final question that I like to ask all of the people who are guests on my podcast is, looking back on your business journey, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started out in business?
Trust in yourself and take the time to really find full alignment within yourself.
Well, I love that. And when you say full alignment, what does that mean?
So understanding who you are instead of being something for everyone else.
Ooh, that's good. Alignment is something that I often talk about. And I feel like if you're not in alignment, everything else feels hard in life.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be. So much of what you said today definitely resonates with me. And a lot of what I say, do you know what I mean? We mirror each other and complement each other. So thank you so much for being on the podcast today. You are a weapon. And it's so good to finally see you. Hopefully the next will be able to see you in person and give you a big hug. But for now, I hope you have a beautiful day. And thanks again for you. If you're my listener sitting here, I hope you too have an equally beautiful day, no matter where you are in the world. Thanks again, Danny.
Thank you so much, Angela. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.